Good morning. I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up in June, although there is a presentation tonight, is it the new old Chautauqua or the old news?
The new old time Chautauqua.
The new old time Chautauqua. Sorry, someone changed the microphone. There you go. Now you have a microphone. The new old time Chautauqua. And joining us this morning, we have Paul Magid and Gavzer and Keith Smith, and they're here to tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
And maybe start off, explain what a Chautauqua is.
Well, a Chautauqua is part of a great movement that's been in America since 1874. It started in on Lake Chautauqua in western New York, and basically it's education, entertainment, and community. That's the basic idea. And We will be coming here with about 50 or 60 people, full marching band. We have lots of performers and educators. We do workshops, which are free to the public. We're going to have a big potluck over in Saxman. But basically, it's we're like kind of a catalyst for community. So the more the community puts in, the more it gets out of it. And we're just kind of like this big fun thing that comes in and hangs with the town for 3 days.
And it's like a participation event? Join in the crowd?
Absolutely. That's the idea. Totally the idea. And so, we bring people in from all over the country who work, come work with the Chautauqua and come travel with us. And then we just basically have all this, this huge pool of talent that comes into Ketchikan. But our idea is not to like just present, but actually to join, have everybody join in with us from town. So like, for instance, we have a marching band, and we are putting it out to the musicians in town that if they want to be in the marching band, they just have to tell Keith or Dale Curtis. Right?
Or also, since the first event, which is on the 21st of June, right, is going to be this potluck musical events or kind of a choir rehearsal, band practices at Saxman. Really, it seems to me what you need to do is show up for the potluck,
right,
and play with everybody that first night on the 21st.
And also we'll be sending music in advance. So I'm just saying, as part of a way, this is just a demonstration of how we work, right? So it's not just us coming into town and doing a show or something like that. It's actually it's kind of like a Karamazov show. We need interaction from the audience in order for our show to work. And the same thing with the Chautauqua. We need the interaction of the community for it to actually be a Chautauqua. So, we actually encourage people to get involved and to be, there like at the potluck on the 21st. Come and have, bring some food. We're making food. And then we'll be playing music, hopefully with everybody else from town who wants to play music. But it's not just music. It's also, being involved with the parade or coming to the workshops and bringing your own workshop if you're interested. So like on the 22nd, we're going to be doing some parades, which we're trying to determine where that's going to be. And then we're going to be doing the workshops at the plaza. And the workshops, we have I think we're bringing over 25 to 28 workshops on our own. But we also encourage people from town, if they have a workshop they want to give, last year we had flint napping workshops, we had worm casting workshops, and we had, belly dancing workshops. These are all from the community, right, that brought them in. So if somebody from the community has something that they really want to share with their community, this is a great forum for that, because that's what Chautauqua is. It's kind of a forum for ideas. And it doesn't matter what your political belief is. It's all, every bit of it is accepted by the Chautauqua. So, the Chautauquas in the past were huge. And they came here to Ketchikan. So there were Chautauquas here starting in 1918. In fact, at the museum, at the library is a Chautauqua exhibit about the Chautauqua's history, and then when the Chautauquas were here from 1918 to, I think, to 1925, they came up in the steamships, and there's great articles in the newspapers from Ketchikan at the time. Anyway, so, Chautauqua's actually had quite an involvement with Ketchikan, but people just sort of forgot. And then we were here in 1992. So this is our first showing in 23 years.
The Chautauqua originally was at, or near Lake Chautauqua, correct? That's where the name came from?
Well, yeah, the first, before there were Chautauquas, there were the things called Lyceums, which were this great, you know, to go even further back, basically the Jeffersonian ideal, which is the yeoman farmer, right, which is a free man tilling his own earth, right? That person, that's sort of the building block of an American citizen. And that in order to be a good citizen, one had to be educated, right? That education was incredibly important. So there was this whole movement starting in 1826 called the Lyceum Movement, which was basically people, mostly farmers and people like that, who would get together and study subjects and have these gatherings. And then the Chautauqua Movement was born out of that in 1874. And that idea was then, rather than, you know, having these assemblies in each town, you'd go to a place, an idyllic place, you know, by a lake in the woods, and spend a week, you know, and they would come up with programming with lecturers and speakers and opera singers and, you know, magicians and, you know, all kinds of entertainment. It was a mix of entertainment and education, which is what we do. And that spread like wildfire. And then pretty soon they had traveling Chautauquas. And there, you know, at its zenith, there were 1,000 traveling Chautauquas in this country, playing to over 40 million people every summer, which is more than half the country, right? And it was just this huge thing, but it was about self-betterment and about being a good citizen, really. And it was, a lot of it happened in rural America. So, and then it kind of died out with the Depression and for various other reasons. So the Chautauqua institutions, there's still some of them existed to this day. Like in Western New York, the original Mother Chautauqua, as they call it, still exists and still does the same programming. But the circuit traveling Chautauqua has completely died out. And we actually started the Chautauqua in 1981. It was founded in 1981. And we're the last and only traveling Chautauqua left in the country.
What inspired you to do this? Where did this idea come from?
Well, basically, I don't know if you ever heard of the Oregon Country Fair, but it's a kind of, you know, wonderful fair that happens in Oregon, where a bunch of us vaudevillians would get together every summer. It'd be the only time we kind of like hang out with each other, and we'd like put this show together, and then but it was only 3 days long, and then it was over, and we didn't want it to be over, and we were like, well, what can we do, you know? And so I was kind of looking for a frame to put all this energy into, and I went over to a friend of mine's house in Malibu, a guy named Max Gale, who's Woe Jehoetz in Barney Miller Show, remember him? And he was doing a documentary on the Chautauqua movement, and I had never heard of it. I like read through the material while I was at his house and was looking at some of the footage. I went, this would be like, this is exactly what we want to do, you know, something that's not just entertainment, but also has sort of, you know, a core to it of ideals and brings community together. So that's kind of where it came from. And so we put our first one together in 1981 and been doing it every summer basically since.
And I understand you're also one of the brothers Karamazov, correct?
One of the Flying Karamazov brothers.
Yes.
Ho. So I have to do that. Sorry.
So we'll... the Flying Karamazov brothers be there?
In fact, the Flying Karamazov brothers will be here. So, yeah, I mean, the show...
it's here, yeah, not
the
there.
The show and the people that are coming, I mean, you know, I mean, if we were coming to Ketchikan, I mean, it was, you know, you'd normally, like, play really big theaters all over the country and stuff like that. So, I mean, the Chautauqua's coming here. We're all volunteers, including the Flying Karamazov brothers. Nobody gets paid, none of the administration gets paid. We're all volunteers. We run on an incredibly tight budget. And we just do this because we love, you know, for two reasons. One, that, you know, we love being together and hanging out. And two, we really believe in what we're doing, which is like trying to bring community together, do one-on-one conversations with people. You know, we're hopefully going to go to the Pioneer Home. We'll probably, you know, so it's kind of a whole thing that we do to keep, we act as a catalyst for communities.
And Keith Smith, what is your involvement in this?
Well, I'm the local organizer. So what I've been doing is running around and helping put together the schedule and reserving where the vaudeville circus performance extravaganza is going to be on the end, on the 22nd, and where the where they're going to camp, because they camp out. We're trying to work to get some donation of food that just helps them on their shoestring budget. Getting their camping spot, working together the transportation. Whenever you have 60 house guests, you know, or field guests or whatever kind of guests, there are some logistics, and I'm working with people trying to put that all together and put up posters soon, and we'll be selling tickets soon for the event. They should be up in a week, and all those different pieces.
You mentioned that things were going to be happening in the Plaza Mall, like workshops and education things. Is that where is that where the actual, I don't know what you call it, the performance will be?
No, the show will be at the high school auditorium.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure what time we decided. Was it 7 or 7:30?
I think we were looking, at 7.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. So, you know, and that's going to be, you know, it's a great show, and hopefully we'll have some members of the community being in the orchestra. We also have a choir, and, you know, it's kind of crazy. What we, you know, it's kind of a Karamazov-flavored kind of show, if that means anything to anybody. But, you know, it'll be loads of fun, lots of really great talent of all kind, of all stripes, you know, great people from New York who sing, and, you know, us and circus performers and...
I know that one of the things that a lot of people are excited about is that traveling with you is, I mean, KRBD has all their CDs as the Bobs.
Right.
And so amazing choral music, applying sort of not exactly barbershop style, a cappella style to all kinds of music. And but they and the choir are all going to sing some hymns, right? Like Amazing Grace.
Well, we did that last year. Actually, I think this year we're going to do a crazy version of Ode to Joy.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you a little bit about it, because Karamazovs do shows with orchestras a lot, and we do a crazy version of Ode to Joy, and where we have hockey helmets, and in our hockey helmets we have drum triggers that you embed in the hockey helmet, and then that's attached to a transmitter, you know, like a radio transmitter. And so when you hit yourself in the head with a juggling club while juggling, it sends a signal, right? The drum trigger catches the signal, sends it out through the transmitter to a MIDI machine, and it produces a note. And as it turns out, Ode to Joy is really only 5 notes. So anyway, so we make a kind of crazy version of it, but we're going to use a whole choir, and, you know, we're going to do it, like, in 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to do the whole thing, you know, so.
And that's something that the community is invited through.
To just come and
through
sing.
Through the potluck, to come and sing along.
Or play in
while
the band.
And are there enough to go around of these little helmet things?
It'll be just 5 of us, but hopefully we're going to have one of the fun parts is we'll have a member of the community probably playing 2 of the helmets. They won't be juggling necessarily, but the funny, we do that with the conductor. Basically, what we do with the conductor is, you know, we're about to start, and then we go, wait a minute. There's 4 of us, but we need a 5th person. Is there who's not doing anything around here? And then we look at the conductor, right? And so the conductor comes down, and we give him a helmet. And then someone, you know, we're about to start again, and somebody else says, wait a minute, we need someone to conduct the orchestra. So one of us goes up there and gives the conductor a 2nd helmet. And what's really funny is that the helmet he's wearing on his head is the low note, and the one he's holding is the high note. And you wouldn't believe how many people just cannot get that through their head. So when the time, you know, so we play the notes, you know, dun, 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 right? And so when he has to play the high note, he wants to hit himself in the head, but that's the low note. So anyway, it's kind of funny because the conductor
don't give it all away.
But anyway, so it's kind of like that. It's loads of fun, and you know, anybody, you know, it's great for the family. And it's, you know, the music's fantastic. So the show will be guaranteed knock your socks off kind of thing.
And Ann Gavzer, what is your involvement in Chautauqua?
Well, I'm helping out coordinate the whole tour. And one of the focuses I have is on our community shows, which is a really important part of what we do. We go into underserved communities and try to do some of our entertainment with people that may not have the opportunity to come out and come to our shows. So in Ketchikan, we're going to the Pioneer Home, and we will also be visiting the Juvenile Detention Center. I forget the name of it exactly. And a couple other places where people can't come out. So that's one of my focuses, in addition to just overall coordinating along with Paul and several others of us that work on this.
You're going to be in Ketchikan, but you're also traveling to other communities.
Yeah, we're doing Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Hoonah, Haines, and Sitka. So kind of doing the whole thing, and we got made a deal with the ferry system, and they didn't cancel the ferries, which was kind of what we
yes, that
we
was
all know.
There for a while,
it was pretty close there for a while. So we're going to just do the whole ferry system. We're coming up from Bellingham, and we'll be going from starting here June 21st. We finished in Sitka July the 13th.
If someone is interested in participating, getting involved, or finding out more, what's the best way to do that?
Let me put a couple of phone numbers. I work at SALE, and so people can come by my office during the day, or they can call there at 225-4735. So, or just remember SALE and look it up in the phone book. Call me and we'll get you involved. It should be fun. There's a lot of great fun people involved already. And again, what got me excited about this is, in a sense, the community aspect. My perspective is here are 60 amazing, talented, open people ready to come and collaborate and play with the community in the best sense of the word. And so it's a great opportunity for all of us to rise to the occasion and make something memorable and special. It was last time in 92. I remember hearing about Erin Jakubek, who, you know, her as a kid, as a 9-year-old, and her whole family was involved in the hosting and when they were there, and her ambition once they left was to run away and join the Chautauqua. So it's a kind of thing that really captures the imaginations of kids and adults alike, and really encourage people, if nothing else, turn out, bring a dish of food to the potluck at Saxman. I think it's at 6:30. Keep your ears open for more details as they unfold this month. Get tickets to come out and if you can't participate in the performance, come out and watch it and bring your families. It should be a very special time. Or just come out during the workshops and learn how to juggle or hula hoop or there's magic tricks. There's a disillusionist that should be there.
Learn more about the history of Chautauquas.
Yeah.
And I want to emphasize also that our traveling group includes up to 60 people, and we are ages 1 through mid-70s. So it is fun for all ages.
Yeah, we're intergenerational.
And Keith Smith, Leila Carey did a story about this a while back when it was first announced this was happening. And in that, you mentioned there was going to be a community project. Is there a plan for some sort of community project?
Well, we had talked about it and imagine it, because part of the whole, from what I understand, and Anne can speak to this better than I can, but part of the vision is to do good in the community, and some communities have needed something that 50 people and all the friends they made while they've been here can come out and get a lot of work done in a hurry, just in a way, and it's where work is fun, just to get something accomplished. And we've kind of had a call out for some nominations of what those projects would be, and that is still possible, absolutely possible to do on their last day, but it hasn't been determined yet. What is the default community project is always to take the core of the Chautauqua as artists and to take them to places where the people might not have a chance to see it otherwise. So that's the default community project. But from my understanding, the group itself is so game to not only to entertain and engage, but also to be useful.
Yeah. I mean, like, for instance, we're going to be, and when we go to Wrangell right after this, we're working with the Tlingit tribe up there, and we're going to clean up their cemetery with them, which I think is a great honor, actually, too. So, I mean, so it just depends on what people need and what they might want for us to do. I think we're also maybe going to clean up a trail in Petersburg. So, you know, and it's great because we're just like a huge group of people, and then if we can get a huge group of people from the community and someone to direct it, it's like a barn raising. You can accomplish so much in very little time.
Okay, great. And I understand you're going to do a presentation tonight at the library. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what is that you'll be doing?
Well, I'll be talking about it's an exhibition that's at the library that I think Lisa Pearson put up. And it's about the Chautauqua's history, basically. It's about its origins, about where it came from, you know, the ideals that it was born out of, and how its effect here in Ketchikan. There should be some articles that she has put up from, you know, the papers here in Ketchikan. And then about our Chautauqua and how it, you know, came out of all of that, but how we're, you know, sort of contemporary, you know, working with issues of today.
Okay, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight, correct?
Okay, yeah.
And that would be a great opportunity for people to meet you and sign up to help or whatever.
Yeah.
Get that, involved if they wish.
That would be great. Please come.
Okay, and again, the Chautauqua coming up in June 21st and 22nd.
And 23rd.
And 23rd. And anything else you want to add?
Just please get involved. That's the main thing. The more the community puts in, the more it's going to get out of it.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Moghead, Keith Smith, and Ann Gabzer. And again, Chautauqua coming up, and you can go to that presentation tonight, 7 p.m. at the Ketchikan Public Library if you want to learn more. It is 14 minutes before 9.